In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, we have today the second day of our Chair of Unity octave, and today after Mass we say a prayer for the reunion of the Christians in the East and West, so that all those Christians who confess the name of Christ might be united in the same church under the authority of Christ Jesus, that is, the Catholic Church. And today's saints, which we commemorate, came from the East. They are called Saints Maris, Martha, Audifax, and Abacum, and they were a noble family from Persia, which nowadays is called Iran. And these four might be styled the martyrs of Christian burial, because they took good care to arrange a decent and good burial for their fellow Christians who had been killed in persecutions. The father of the family, named Maris, was a nobleman from Persia, and he had a wife named Martha, and they had two sons named Audifax and Abacum. And this family was converted to the Christian faith, and as the gospel exhorted them to do, they gave freely from their possession to the poor people, just like the first Christians did in Jerusalem. And they practiced this charity to such great extent that finally they became poor themselves, because they had such a compassion for the suffering people, and they so much freely wanted to distribute all their possession to the poor, because Christ himself had been poor, and whenever one gives to a poor person, he gives Christ, he gives something to Christ himself. When this family came to Rome, the capital of Christendom, they, as early Christians always did, they visited the tombs of the apostles, Saints Peter and Paul. But at that time, when they visited Rome, there ruled a cruel emperor named Aurelian, who fiercely persecuted the Church of Rome, and by his order, very big number of Christians were shut up in the amphitheater, which was the big arena for sports, and they were there shot to death with arrows. But it was not enough for this cruel emperor to kill the Christians. He didn't even allow them to be buried properly, but instead had the bodies of the Christians burned like they would have been criminals. But our saints of today, Saints Maris, Martha, and their two sons, who came all the way from Persia, took pity to these poor, persecuted fellow Christians of theirs. They were so sad to see that they were not granted a Christian burial, that with respect, they themselves went and collected the ashes of these Christian martyrs with respect. And when they were seen doing this, they were called in and to be judged by the magistrates and judges. And after many cruel torments, Maris and his two sons were beheaded, and the mother of the family, Martha, was drowned 13 miles from Rome. In this way, that family from far away east who had made this pilgrimage to Rome faced the martyr death themselves and joined one of the list of those glorious Roman martyrs. Dear children, we have again many lessons to learn of today's heroic saints, but I want to emphasize today that every person whom you meet, he is also created by God, and it is God's original plan that all the people should go to heaven, and it is only for the sake of some people's own sins if they don't reach there. The Saints Maris and Martha and their two sons treated all the Christians in Rome, even they themselves were from faraway country, they treated all the Christians as part of their family. They didn't want to let them die unburied, but under the threat of and under the risk of their own lives, arranged them to have a proper and decent burial. When church organizes a burial, we have something which is called the Requiem Mass for the repose of the recently deceased soul. Then at that moment, all the church prays for the repose of this person's soul as he were a family member. So remember today that whenever we have a funeral or when you receive news from somebody's death, say a good prayer for the repose of his soul. We always have to show charity not only for the living but also for the dead, because we want God's original and good plan to come true, that every person would humbly submit himself to the rules of God, would ask the forgiveness of his sins, and would one day be saved. And we, of course, being humans, we have many sins and faults under our conscience, so we can never never acclaim heaven as our right, but we can always have compassion for the living and for the dead alike. So learn from today's saints to show kindness and respect also for the dead, and weep with the persons who weep for their lives, and say prayers for their soul's repose. All the Christians, all the Catholics of the world, no matter whether they come from East or West, are part of this one God's family, and by the grace of God will be reunited as one happy family of saints in heaven. God bless you. In the name of the Father and of the Son.